Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. PJ, a jury of citizens has struck a blow for liberty in Colorado. It turns out that every American citizen has the right to send what to a government figure as an expression of their feelings?
Yes. I'd say I don't actually know the answer to this question, but all sorts of suggestions.
Try one.
Sure. I suppose I would start by just walking over to my neighbor's cow pasture.
Yeah. You're correct.
No, you are.
I thought I might be.
I'll tell you the story. One day, Kathy Enns, a Democrat living in Greeley, Colorado, got one too many flyers from her conservative Republican congresswoman, Marilyn Musgrave. So she decided to return it to the congresswoman's office. But first, she wrapped it around a gift her dog had just deposited in the backyard. She was then arrested for, quote, criminal use of a noxious substance, unquote. But this week, a jury of her peers acquitted her of all charges, saying that this was exactly the sort of thing that the founders wrote the First Amendment to protect. I'm surprised they didn't actually make a specific note. You know, the right of the people to assemble and to send dog do is not, shall not be abridged.
This gives me an opportunity I'd like to take advantage of since we are on national radio. When I was in college, I received, I'm not making this up, a shoebox full of dog crap in the mail. And no one ever owned up to it. I have no idea where it came from. And now that we know it's protected by the Constitution, I'm hoping if the person who sent me that box could just let me know,
you know,
why this has bothered me for 30 years.
Well, you know, Tom, if that had happened to me, I don't think I wouldn't go. I wouldn't want to know that about my mom.
She wrote upon it. Return.